I think the strange thing, of course, about New Jersey is the Jersey Devil has got all of the news down through the last 400 years.
Oh, absolutely. They still can't figure it out. Are they still getting sightings of this thing?
Oh, yeah. As recently as, just a few months ago in the Pine Barrens, people have found footprints, very strange footprints with four toes, giant four toes. There's all kinds of reports, always auditory reports of people hearing strange sounds. It's amazing how the reports in that part of the state, the southern part of New Jersey, almost spills over to the Pennsylvania and New York and all of those nearby states seem to be contaminated by these reports out of New Jersey.
Let's talk about the Jersey Devil for a moment, Lauren.
Sure.
How did it happen? What happened? How have people described it?
Well, we have to go back to 1735.
Wow.
Okay. And in 1735, Mrs. Leeds supposedly was having her 13th baby. She says something to the effect that, the devil can have this baby or something obnoxious like that. The baby is born, and of course the baby, is reported to have a forked tail and be able to talk to her already, and says some unkind words to her and says, then flies up the chimney, flies off to the Pine Barrens, and is reported to be out there for all these years. So the general reports from the 1700s, or even some people said it was the 1600s, generally talk about it being a devil-like creature in terms of first a baby with maybe having horns, with certainly having a wing, and even being tailed. So those were the beginning reports. The unfortunate thing about the Jersey Devil now, down through all of these years, is that no matter what the creature has been seen in New Jersey, it's always called the Jersey Devil. So a part of the process of the book was to try to pull apart these different reports and make sense of the Jersey Devil reports versus the Black Panther reports or the Bigfoot reports. So in general, the way I looked at the Jersey Devil is most of the sightings where they say it's winged or has horns or things like that generally are clumped together in the Jersey Devil.
I mean, there's no question. People are seeing something out there, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think it's more than folklore and more than hoaxes, although for the Jersey Devil, that's certainly a big part of it. There's for instance, the 1909 reports of this creature that over 100 people in the Pine Barrens area saw it. They said that it flew over their head, looked like it. One report was like it was a flying horse. Another report was like a winged lion. Firefighters said that they turned their hoses on it. And part of those reports from 1909, because they were so vast, and they actually spilled over into Pennsylvania, they seem to have been connected to a real estate hoax, because what was going on at the time, of course, was that some developers were trying to make the people in the rural areas so scared that there was some creatures around that they were selling off their land at very cheap prices so that the railroads and developers could move in there. So unfortunately, in the 1909 cases, and even my old friend Ivan T. Sanderson, the late Ivan Sanderson, was able to track down and find the footprints, the three-toed footprints in a barn in New Jersey that the hoaxers had used. So that's part of the story, too. Like, we have to consider that in all of these cryptozoological investigations, you're always going to turn up hoaxes because the human factor comes into it. But the hoaxes are usually only about 1% of all the cases, but they get 95% of all the media attention.
You know, what's amazing, too, over time, Commodore Stephen Decatur, who was a giant of his time, he saw the creature, shot a cannonball at it. The brother, wasn't there a brother of Napoleon who also witnessed the Jersey Devil around 1820?
It's
amazing.
I mean, the great thing about Stephen Decatur, he was such a folk hero and a great military man that whenever he decided to turn his guns on it, and that was from his firing range, they aimed at it and they missed it, but the whole fact that he'd actually tried to shoot it was really well known at the time.
Did not some of the merchants in the 60s around Camden offer a reward to try to capture this thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and even our old friend Charles Ford in the 1930s, he wrote about a reward during the 30s that was around and about. So down through the years, Camden more recently, but also 30 years before that in the 1930s, they were giving rewards. And, of course, part of the rewards are a way to stimulate tourism, but also in some ways some of these people were sometimes concerned. So, sometimes the rewards are tongue-in-cheek, but it seems like certainly in the 1930s they were trying to actually capture this creature.
Was this creature ever associated with anything going wrong, any evil or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, George. I mean, that's the ongoing story right now in 2010 in New Jersey is that if you get up in the morning and you put milk on your cereal and the milk is sour, the Jersey Devil. Then if you go out to your car and you have a flat tire, the Jersey Devil did it. And even if you have a bad hockey team, well, anyway, we won't go there, but, I mean, it is remarkable that the Jersey Devil is the name of the hockey team, and people think that that gives them good luck. The curse is deep ingrained in most people that live in New Jersey, and I think that it's sort of like the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. When they started changing the name from the Devil Rays to just the Rays, it changed their luck. And I think that's going to have to happen a little bit in New Jersey. When people can get away from the Jersey Devil, they'll probably have better luck there.
Has the appearance or the description of the appearance, Lauren, over time changed?
I think it has. I think that if we look at even the way popular culture has taken it on, during the 1920s, 30s through the 60s, we really have the Jersey Devil looking like a winged horse or something, sometimes even with devil's horns or elk horns or deer horns. But then if you start noticing, even in the 70s, and that was kind of picked up by the X-Files when they talked about the Jersey Devil, it really started turning into more a feral human or a Bigfoot-type creature. And so that really remarkable transition and evolution is quite visible in the reports, and those winged creatures or even the horned creatures aren't seen that often anymore.
And as far as this creature itself, has anybody died from it that you have heard of?
Well, I think during certainly the turn of the century and even, maybe 200 years back, people would talk about being scared to death, and I think that's the thing that keeps coming up with the Jersey Devil and the curse. It's almost as if people psychologically were so frightened of this creature that they would die. You don't get too many reports in such a well-populated area of actually this creature attacking people and killing them.